Andreas Mackus, CJAD 800.
There comes a time when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying, and it's time to lend a hand to a life, the greatest gift of all. We can go on pretending day by day.
Look at the sound of children singing. Those children from École Bilingue Notre-Dame de Sion, and a wonderful, terrific story from that school. Hear those children singing, "We Are the World." Boy, they really mean it. You know, children make up half of all the refugees fleeing violence in Ukraine, and finding a way for them to continue their education once they've reached safety is paramount. So École Bilingue Notre-Dame de Sion is stepping in. They've created 20 scholarships for Ukrainian refugee children. To find out more, we go to Amanda Ferrugia, teacher at École Bilingue Notre-Dame de Sion. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. Listen, tell me about your school. Where is it? I hear the words École Bilingue, and that sounds like something to me. Tell me all about your school, first things first.
So we're in Ville-Saint-Laurent, and we are part of 23 international schools throughout the world. We're part of the Sisters of Sion, and the school was created in 1842, the foundation, by Father Theodore, and he has worked tirelessly to promote our mission and to support other communities throughout the world. So we're part of a sister of schools.
So it's a bilingual school. You've mentioned your mission here. So tell me about where this idea comes to say, hey, there's an issue. We've got Ukrainian refugees coming to Montreal. We want to help.
So it's obviously been all over. Our students have seen it, we've seen it as staff, and our mission at our school is about offering an education that promotes diversity, openness, and respect. And this, in turn, inspires our students to help others and to be compassionate. That's what our education, our philosophy, is founded on. So the idea that we could open up our school to Ukrainian refugee children obviously goes hand in hand with our mission. Our school diversity, it allows us to really welcome them with not only open arms, but open hearts, because our school population is composed of 45 different countries with 12 different languages throughout our student body and staff.
Amanda, if you're on a speakerphone, if you could switch over just to the regular earpiece, that would be great. It would just help our sound quality.
Sure, how's this?
Oh, wonderful. Oh, my God. That's perfect. Fantastic. So, Amanda, École Bilingue Notre-Dame de Sion, that's a private school, correct?
It is a private school, and the board of directors and the school staff wholeheartedly agreed that we wanted to offer 20 spaces within our school community, not only academically in September, but also during the summer with our partnership with our camp program, Yopi, which will allow them to become immersed in our student body. We have a lot of school students that will be attending this camp in the summertime, so it'll be a nice introduction to the school community.
And Amanda, it's a private school, so there's a cost to a private school. So when I hear that you're going to be offering 20 scholarships, obviously, there's a cost to that. Where's the money coming from?
There is a cost to it. So we are completely a nonprofit organization, and we are working tirelessly to raise money, not only for the academics, like the admissions, but the uniforms, the extracurriculars, the materials that they'll need, like I had mentioned, through the partnership with our camp. So we will be doing fundraisers throughout the rest of the year and into the summer to raise money for this.
And tell me about the 20 kids. Do you have any idea who those kids will be? How does that work? How are you finding the 20 Ukrainian refugee children?
So it'll be through our principal and through the board of directors. They'll work with the government in order to have the kids come in. Our goal is to have them become bilingual. We want to immerse them within our school. So we will not only be offering our academic program, but we'll be offering extra courses in French to help them become more fluent, since we do live in Quebec.
I hear the enthusiasm in your voice. I know the principal's enthusiastic. We heard the children singing, but I want to focus on the children just for a moment. What are the current students saying about this? How excited are they to be part of something like this?
Very excited, and I think anybody can attest to the fact that we all come from somewhere. My father, myself, he was an immigrant to this country nearly 70 years ago, and he's always maintained that what sets Canada apart is how diverse and accepting they are as a country, and his sentiment could absolutely be applied to our school at EBNDS. The kids are excited, the staff are excited, and we are
opening our arms to them and our hearts to them, and we're looking forward to having them enter our school and our student body. Our school is a family, from kindergarten all the way up through the grades, all the staff. So to know that they are leaving, these students, these kids have left their country and their families and they're coming here, we want to welcome them into our family.
What do you think the biggest challenge will be?
Probably initially the language will be the biggest challenge, but our goal is to help them and to support them and just have them feel comfortable and welcomed. We can't imagine what they have gone through, but we're here to support them in any way possible.
And I hear, just to begin with, that that your school is actually a diverse school to begin with. Like, your students come from many, many, many different countries.
Yeah, 45 different countries and 12 different languages. So our student body is very, very diverse to begin with. And I think that will be something that those students can relate to.
Amanda, thanks so much for jumping on the line with us this morning.
My
and discussing
pleasure.
This. A great, 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 great initiative, and I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Thanks for taking the time. Have a great day.
You too. Amanda Farrugia is a teacher at École Bilingue Notre-Dame de Sion, and that's a wonderful story coming out of Saint-Laurent.